Nice handle, awful. Rioli will kick it. That is delicious. And here is Swan, deep in the pocket. He's kicked the goal. Hodge at one end, Swan at the other.
Bartel with the most likely clean-up operation led by Scarlett and Mackey. Natanui again. He's an irresistible force, Natanui. Oh, what a goal. What a star he'll be.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another exciting edition of Footy Frenzy. I'm your host, Luke, and I'm joined by Lucas and Dylan. How are we, boys?
Good, thanks.
Good.
Did you enjoy the round 20 action of football we saw on the weekend?
Yeah. Very good.
Very good.
What was the highlight for you, Lucas? What was the biggest story you felt from the weekend?
Probably
Collingwood beating Swans without Thane Swan.
Okay, and Dylan, what do you think the biggest story of the weekend was?
North Melbourne Essendon was a good game, and I also liked Carlton getting a win again against Brisbane, so yeah.
Yep. We've had a question on left on RadioCarrum.org from Gramps. I know he's unable to watch the Karen Parrison Lions at the moment. How are you boys going? Just give us an update on your season.
We won our first final on Sunday against Chelsea YCW, so that means we're playing in 2 weeks.
So is that the grand final, Lucas, in two weeks?
No, it's prelim.
To get into the granny?
Yeah.
Who do you think you'll be playing?
We're playing Mount Eliza.
Okay.
Because two of the Mount Eliza teams are
okay.
Most likely be Mount Eliza red.
Okay, fantastic. Now, boys, let's jump into the round 20 action and what a round of football it was. Let's start with the blockbuster on Friday night with the Eagles and the Cats.
Yes, West Coast 102-15-7-97. The goals for West Coast, Cox 3, Lynch 3, Natanui 2, Gaff 2, Pritis 2, Kershewy, Darling and Marston all singles. And for the Cats, Pods 3, Stokes, Motlop all 2, Hunt, Christensen, Murdoch, Hawkins, Simpkin, Bartel, Walker and Johnson all singles. And the best for West Coast, Cox, Kerr, Natanui, Scottsdale Wood, Pritis, Shuey and Hearn. And for Geelong, Johnson, Mackey, Bartel, Enright, Christensen and Lonigan.
West Coast had rallied late to notch a dramatic 5-point win over an injury hit Geelong at Paterson Stadium, keeping its top four hopes alive and all but ending the Cats in a high-stakes clash on Friday night. Geelong's defeat was compounded by the loss of the star forward Tommy Hawkins, who crashed to the ground late in the first quarter in a marking contest. West Coast faces Port Adelaide at Amy next Sunday before tough assignments against Collingwood at Paterson's and Hawthorn at the G to finish the season. The Cats face St Kilda, the Bulldogs and the Swans in their run home.
Good game of football this one, boys. Have you heard anything about this game? Did anything stick out?
Yes.
What stuck out, Lucas?
Well, Scott Selwood bumped his brother Joel Scarwood. Joel Scarwood bumped Scott Selwood.
Yeah.
And while Scott Selwood was on the ground, Joel Selwood pushed him.
Yep.
And he got reported for 1 week.
Do you agree with that?
No. Every play does it.
Okay, so you think it was a bit harsh?
Way too harsh.
I did see that. I just think he was trying to give his brother a little bit of
okay.
a...
Okay. And I've seen you do worse to your brothers, so I'm not going to worry about that. What did you think about the 9 out of bounds on the fools? And the 9 intentional out of bounds?
Yeah, they weren't...
They were great.
Some of them were all right, but I saw some on Saturday night when Collingwood, Sydney, and the one that Adam Reshaw, I think, was, that was definitely... deliberate, but
that West Coast game was worse than Colin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can either of these teams win the flag? Just one word answer. West Coast?
No.
Yes.
And Geelong?
No.
Okay, let's jump on to the next game, guys.
Yep. St Kilda, Melbourne. St Kilda 16-11-107 to Melbourne 12-10-82. Goals for St Kilda: Wilkes 5, Milne, Kaczynski, Cripps and Saad 2, Rewalt, Stephen and Goddard singles. And for Melbourne, Bleece with 5 and Salah with 2, Howe, Dunn, Jeddah, Grant and Sylvia with singles. Best for St Kilda: Wilkes, Del Santo, Armitage, Dempster, Hayes, Montagna and Geary. And for Melbourne, Bleece, Jones, Grimes, Rivers and McDonald.
Tell us about this game, Lucas.
St Kilda had kept its faint finals hopes alive with a 25-point win victory over Melbourne on Saturday at the MCG, but the immediate availability of Nick Rowell is in doubt after he injured a tendon in his knee. As for Saturday's game itself, it wasn't one of the season highlights package. 5 goals each for St Kilda's Bo Wilkes and Melbourne's Sam Blees were positives, while Nick Delsano had 30 disposals and Lee Montagna and Jack Rimes 29 apiece. But the first half was error-riddled, which saw the Demons fail to kick a goal until the 16th minute mark of the second term and scoring dry up altogether after that.
This was possibly... Yeah, this was not a good game to watch. This was... pretty boring. The only positive is Sam Blees kicking 5, rising star this week, so that's a good sign for Melbourne. They need all the positives they can get out of this season. St Kilda's season's done now that Rewalt won't play for 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Just quickly, on the Saints, had Nick Rewalt not gone down, who would you have picked on Friday night? Just say Rewalt's playing this Friday night, Geelong, St Kilda. Who would you pick?
Still Geelong, I reckon.
Oh,
is Tom Hawkins still out?
Yes. I'd probably pick Saints because Tom Hawkins is still out.
I don't think Hawkins will play this week. Let's jump on to the next game, which was Adelaide versus Fremantle.
Yes, Adelaide 17-17-119 to Frio 14-7-91. The goals for Adelaide: Walker 4, Dangerfield, Callan, Wright all got 2. Douglas, John Cock, McKay, Riley, Sloan, Thompson and Vince all got singles. And for Frio, Walters 3, Pavlich 2, Ballantyne, Barlow, Bradley, DeBoer, Duffield, Hill, Main, Neil, Pierce all got singles. And the best for Adelaide, Dangerfield, Wright, Talia, Walker, John Cock and Riley. And for Fremantle, DeBoer, Mundy, Barlow, Duffield, Pierce and Griffin.
Tell us about this one, Dils.
Adelaide star Patrick Dangerfield is looming as a serious Brownlow medal contender after another best-on-ground performance as the Crows defeated Fremantle's finals chances with a 28-point win at Amy Stadium on Saturday. Adelaide's win gives it 15 for the season, and with games against the Brisbane Lions, Melbourne and Gold Coast to come, the Crows should contest for the minor premiership. Fremantle's loss leaves it danger of missing the top 8, with must-win games against Richmond, North and Melbourne ahead.
It was a scrappy game, but a good game to watch. Dangerfield is an absolute superstar and he will win a Brownlow in the future. Boys, out of those two teams, Adelaide and Fremantle, who do you think is the most realistic threat come finals time at the G? So not at Patterson's, not at Amy. Who's going to be able to step up and win a big game? Will it be Adelaide's attacking style or Fremantle's defensive style?
I think Frio, because it always seems to be low scoring for them. Yeah, and I think they've got a good defense.
So you think their defensive game will suit finals football better than Adelaide's attacking game?
No.
Yeah, I think Adelaide's attacking game will beat Freo's defending game.
Okay. Fair enough. That's a fair assessment.
Oh, no, you're...
Do you guys enjoy watching Patrick Dangerfield play?
Yeah, he's a good player. He always dives in forward and stuff.
Yeah, he's a bit of a jet. Let's jump on to the next game.
Yeah, another boring game, but finally... two bottom teams. Gold Coast 16-13-109 to Great Western Sydney 12-7-79. Goals for Gold Coast: Hall and Brown 3, Matera and Patrick 2, Bernal and Caddy and Lynch singles. For Western Sydney: Elliott 5, Cameron 2, Bug, Clifton, Scully, Smith and Tomlinson singles. Best for Gold Coast: Matera, Ablett, Bernal, Swallow, Hall and Warnock. And for Greater Western Sydney: Treloar, Smith, Scully, Hoskin, Elliott, Corns and Davis.
Gold Coast has celebrated its first win on its home turf in style, defeating the Giants by 30 points at Metricon Stadium and setting off fireworks to mark the occasion.
They actually were fireworks.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
The win was made even sweeter by the fact it was achieved without a dominant performance from superstar Gary Ablett. The Suns were also missing several first-choice players due to injury. For the Giants, Will Hoskin-Elliott, 5 goals, 16 disposals, and Jonathan Giles, 38 hit-outs and 12 disposals, were the best in the beaten side. The Suns' second victory of the season means they are also off the bottom of the ladder, leapfrogging the Giants to 17th.
Do we need to discuss this game? Does anyone care?
No, not really, apart from Gold Coast and Sydney fans.
Apart from seeing the fireworks.
Yeah, that was probably the best part of the game, with the fireworks at the end when they won.
I didn't see that, but...
Yeah. Let's jump on to the next game.
Yes, my Pies got over Sydney Swans by 19-16, 9-16, 70-11-6, 78. The goals for Swans... Roberts Thompson 2, Dennis Lane, Bird, Goods, Kennedy, O'Keefe, Pike and McLean all with singles. And for Collingwood, Cloak, Beams all got 3, Blair, Didak, Seedsmans, Wellingham, Fasola and Thomas all got singles. And the best for Sydney, Kennedy, O'Keefe, Richards, Roberts Thompson, Parker and Jack. And for the Pies, Beams, Wellingham, Seedsman, Maxwell, Cloak and Reed.
If Sydney had a kick straight, they probably would have won the game, but... Anyway, Collingwood has overcome an early knee injury to Dale Thomas to continue its mastery of the Sydney Swans, winning a thriller by 8 points at ANZ Stadium on Saturday night. In the absence of ball magnet Dane Swan, Dane Beams and Sharad Wellingham picked up the slack, with Beams finishing the game with 34 possessions and 3 goals, including the sealer in the final 30 seconds. Wellingham had 24 possessions and an impressive 11 tackles. Josh Kennedy, 40 possessions, 8 tackles, was absolutely monumental. Yes, that one. For the Swans in a losing cause, with Lewis Roberts Thompson kicking 2 goals, but it is Collingwood now matching the Swans 15-4 for the season ladder. Ladder leaders for the past 5 weeks, the Swans' top four hopes took a jolt, with games against Hawthorn, Geelong still to come.
Interesting fact, boys. Lewis Roberts Thompson for the Swans has kicked the first goal of the game in the last 3 matches.
Ooh, he must be a good forward. He must have just been up against bad defenders.
Yeah, it's just interesting that he's done it 3 weeks in a row. I don't think that's... I think that may be a record. I will look into it. Good game of football, this one. Scrappy, hard. Did you guys see the Adam Goods incident at the end, where he took the ball and then took the shot and kicked it out on the full?
No, towards the end? But I heard a lot about it.
Okay, well, it was a little bit hungry of him, and that's probably why he has the nickname of Hungry. He probably should have let Ryan O'Keefe take that shot. But that's what the champions do. They want to be in the spotlight. They want to take the pressure on themselves. Collingwood did it without Swan. Do you think that Collingwood's back to playing good football, or do they just have the wool over Sydney because they haven't beaten them in years?
I think Collingwood's back to playing good football, but I think they just get pressured, Swans, because they really want to beat them, but they just can't because they've beaten them for a lot of years, Collingwood. So I think they've been pressured.
Okay. Now, Lucas, you're a Collingwood supporter.
Yeah.
Just want your opinion. Swans suspended for 2 weeks. Is that a fair penalty, or does it penalise the supporters as well?
It penalises the supporters and the players.
So do you think they should have come up with something different rather than suspending?
They should have
the
just
games?
Fined him.
Yeah.
More money than he just got fined for 2 weeks as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good answer. Let's jump on to the next game, boys.
Yeah, as last week Jack said, I think it's the club rule, so you can't break the club rule, but if it was finals, they wouldn't have done it. No. So. Yeah. Anyway, yes, Carlton, 17-11, 113 to Brisbane, 10-17, 77, go the Blues. Carlton, Betts and Garlett, 3, Armfield, Casbolt, Cruiser, 2, Walker, Gibbs, Carrazzo, Waite and Bell, all singles. And for the Lions, Buick, Brown, Green, Beams, 2, and Lester and Zorko, singles. Best for Carlton, Carrazzo, Gibbs, Simpson, Murphy, Betts, Garlett, Scotland, Walker and Bell. And for Brisbane, Redden, Rockcliffe, Hanley, Lester, Buick, Lyle and Green.
Carlton had kept its final hopes alive with a 36-point win against Brisbane Lions at Etihad on Saturday night. The Lions were brave in the first half but withered in the face of the Blues' third quarter onslaught with... Onslaught. With With Fremantle losing to Adelaide earlier on Saturday, and North Melbourne and Essendon to play on Sunday, the results see Carlton just one win behind the pack, fighting for seventh and eighth spot on the ladder, with Chris Judd set to return from suspension next week.
Two names on the best that I'm very pleased to see. Bell is going to be a very good footballer for Carlton. Do you like him, Dills, as a Carlton supporter?
Yeah, when his first game, he's just, oh, God, here we go, some new rookies. Yep. And it's good to have some in, but, yeah, he's really good. I'm surprised.
And Jordan Lyle for Brisbane as a Hawthorn supporter. We were a bit disappointed to let him go. Finally getting a chance up at Brisbane, and he's playing very good football. He's the perfect player for what they need, and hopefully he stays in the team.
Good on him.
Carlton won't make the finals, will they?
No.
I don't think they will.
Let's move on to the next game.
Yep. Hawthorn 24-15-159 to Port 13-9-87. The goals for Hawthorn: Puopolo 5, Hale 4, Bruce 3, Allison Smith with doubles, Guerra, Lewis, Hodge, Suckling, Gillam, Young, Rioli and Gunston all singles. And the best for Port: Schultz 4, Ebert 2, Lobby, Stewart, Broadbent got 2 as well, and Brad Ebert, Boak, Westhoff all got singles. And the best for Hawthorn: Mitchell, Puopolo, Lewis, Sewell and Hale. And for Port: Pierce, Boak, Ebert, Schultz and Corns.
Yeah. Hawthorn has steamrolled Port Adelaide by 72 points at Aurora Stadium to solidify its place in the top four, but not before something of a scare. The Power under interim coach Gary Hocking for the first time led early and then fought back after a big Hawthorn second quarter to get within 17 points early in the final term, but the Hawks stormed home with the last 11 last quarter goals. For the Hawks, Paul Puopolo kicked 5, Hale 4, Bruce 3, while Jay Schultz booted 4 and Brett Ebert 2 for Port Adelaide.
Hawthorn, 13 individual goal scorers. Rioli didn't have much impact. No Roughhead, no Buddy. They've got depth. It's looking good. Looking extremely good for the Hawks. Port came out as expected, fired up, had a good bit of a crack, but class got the better of them. First time ever that we've had two skippers playing 200 games. We broke that story for you on Friday on Team Talk, and it was good to see Fox Footy run with it on Sunday, so we can take credit for that one. There's not much to talk about this game, is there, boys? It was pretty straightforward.
Yeah. No. Hawthorn are always good at Aurora.
Yeah, the Fortress Aurora. Let's jump on to the next game, guys.
Yeah, Richmond 22-18-152, Bulldogs 12-8-80. Goals for the Tigers: Rewalt 5, Edwards 4, Cotching and McGawn 3, Grigg and King 2, Martin, Nahas and Newman singles. For the Bulldogs: Gian Syracuse 3, Skinner and Lake 2, Addison, Dixon, Hooper, Smith and Wallace singles. And the best for Tigers: Cotching, Edwards, King, Martin, Deledio, Rewalt and McGawn. And for the Bulldogs: Boyd, Pickin, Dixon, Wallace, Lake and Murphy.
Richmond has snapped one of its longest hoodoos with a 70-point win over the Dogs at the G. With a recent tendency to forfeit leads, the Tigers looked wobbly at one stage in the third quarter when the Dogs kicked 5 of the first 6 goals to move within 6 points of the lead. The Tigers had not defeated the Bulldogs since April 2005, losing 9 games and drawing 1 in that time. There was no doubting who would get the 3 votes from the umpires, with Trent Cotchin playing possibly his best game at AFL level. The 22-year-old dominated every possible aspect of the game, winning the ball, disposing of the ball, marking and tackling. In a best-on-ground display, Cotchin had 35 possessions, 14 of which were contested, and also chipped in with 3 goals.
Apart from Cotchin's game, wasn't one for the ages. It wasn't fantastic. Do you boys want to discuss it, or shall we move on?
Move on.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot to it. Let's jump on. The Bulldogs are struggling.
Announce the Chinese guy getting his first game.
That was a good effort, and they had a couple of other players on debut.
Yeah.
Fletcher Roberts played well.
Who was the Chinese guy? Who did he play?
Western Bulldogs.
Yeah.
So it was good. He had, I think he had 50 or 60 family and friends in the stands watching him play. That's a good story. Yeah, he wasn't the star.
He had a pretty good game.
He played a full game. He got crunched a couple of times, but there was a little bit of welcome to senior football.
Yeah.
He lined up on Jake King, so welcome to the big leagues, mate. Let's jump on to the last game, guys.
Yeah, the last game down at Eddie had, I think, 11-10-76 North, 15-10-100. The goals for Essendon, Davey Hurley with triples, Camry, Lovett, Murray, Lonigan, Maltskim and Watson all with singles. And for North, Harvey, three, Taranel got triples, Garlett and Gibson with doubles, and Weldon Wright with singles. And the best for Essendon, Watson, Fletcher, Bell Chambers, Coilart, Davey and Hurley. And for North, Harvey, Wright, McCannon, Swallow, Grammer, Gibson and Goldstein.
North Melbourne has taken a giant step towards claiming a finals position with a courageous 24-point win over Essendon at Etihad Stadium on Sunday. The win was not only a test of North's credentials, but also of its character. Within minutes in the opening term, the Kangaroos lost midfielders Lee Adams' shoulder and Daniel Wells' calf to game-ending injuries. The win sees Brad Scott's side move to 6 on the ladder after 8 wins from its last 9 games. With three rounds remaining, North is now a game and a percentage clear of the Bombers and fellow finals aspirant Fremantle. Bombers now face an 8-point game this week against Carlton.
Possibly game of the round, this one. This was a really, really good game of football. Yeah. As they said, North Melbourne lost 2 midfielders very early in the game. Lockie Hansen got knocked out as well.
He came back.
He came back on, but he did look wobbly. So they were down to basically 2 on the bench with rotations. And by the end, Grimer was a bit sore. And I don't think they had anyone on the bench by the end of the game. It was a gutsy, big win. Essendon should have won it. Essendon needed to win it. But North Melbourne showed a lot on the weekend.
Essendon are going to really need to win against Carlton. And Carlton, if they want to make finals, they're going to have to win against Essendon for a chance.
I think that will be whoever loses that maybe is nothing for the finals.
Who, Essendon, Carlton?
Yeah.
I think it was this game, North Melbourne, Essendon was basically whoever lost isn't going to make finals. I don't think Essendon will make the finals now.
Carlton will have to win by a fair bit if they want to have a chance, but
I don't think Carlton's going to make it.
It'd be do or die for Essendon there.
I don't think Carlton's going to make it.
No.
A little bit of wishful thinking from you, Dills.
Yeah,
how serious can North challenge in the finals?
I think that'll be a bit of a challenge for some teams.
Yep.
Well, I'm happy that they got in there because they're not like one of the popular teams, so it's good for them.
Yeah, that's a fair comment.
I think at the start of the year, they were last or something, near the bottom. Yep. And we were teasing my friend about, we were saying, they're gone now, but coming back.
Yep, very good. All right, well, that's wrapped it up. Let's jump onto the most prestigious award in AFL football at the moment. Forget the Brownlow, forget the best and fairest, the All-Australian. The Tommy Ellis Industries Player of the Week is where it's at. And this week, who is it, Lucas?
It is Grant Birchall.
And we're going to have to justify why we've gone with him. Please read out his stats, Lucas.
18 kicks, 14 handballs, 8 contested possessions, 12 marks, 2 clearances, 3 tackles, 2 goal assists, 100% disposal efficiency across his 32 disposals.
So that's the reason he's gotten it this week. He's had over 30 touches and had 100% disposal efficiency. So that means every time he got the ball, he hit a target by hand or by foot. So to get 30 touches and have 100% is a fantastic effort. I think the league average is just over 70. Who do we need some apologies to, boys?
Apologies to Kennedy, Cochin, Dangerfield, Beams, Gibbs, Watson and Cox.
Yeah, any of those really people could have gotten it, but I just couldn't go past the 100% disposal efficiency. I think that's a fantastic effort from a player. Boys, let's have a quick look at the ladder before we wrap up today. We'll have a look at the teams that are mathematically still a chance. So we've still got Carlton in 11th. They're on 40 points. St Kilda in 10th with 40 points. Fremantle in 9th with 44. And Essendon in 8th with 44. Out of those four teams, boys, do you see anyone moving up or moving down?
Yeah, depends how Freo go, but Essendon just I think if Carlton beat them, they're gone. They're out. And possibly St Kilda or Fremantle will come in.
Okay, so...
I see maybe Geelong going down a bit.
Okay.
Without the
They've got a pretty cushy draw, though. If they win on Friday, then they've got the Doggies and then
but
Sydney,
I think
from memory.
Next round.
Yep, okay. So then in seventh, we've got Geelong with 48. Sixth, North Melbourne with 48 with just a high percentage. West Coast is the game clear on fifth with 52. Then Hawthorn stands alone in fourth with 56 points. And then the top three reads Sydney with 60, Adelaide in second with 60, and Collingwood with in third with 60. Hawthorn's now got the best percentage after the loss to Sydney's loss. Boys, are you as excited for this week's football as I am?
Yes.
Are you guys as excited for September football as I am?
Yes.
We are going to have possibly the best final series we've had in years. It's going to be so good. Unfortunately, Dylan won't be able to enjoy it as much as us, Lucas.
No, I'll still enjoy it.
You can watch it with regret, watching your Carlton boys not playing.
I'll go for the umpires instead.
Go for the umpires. That's a great call. All right, that wraps us up. Make sure you check out all our other shows on Radio Karen. There's some pretty good stuff out there at the moment. Check out Eclectic tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock for the top 10 ARIA charts countdown.
Great.
It's pretty good. I'm a big fan of that show. And remember to leave some comments and feedback on the RadioCarrum.org website and like us on Facebook.
And join us on Twitter. Go Colton.
We have Twitter.
We have Twitter.
Teammate has run.